Now, the rest of the story. Speed walking. You know what that is. It's not just walking fast. It has its own particular gliding and arm-pumping style. For a while, speed walkers were carrying light weights. I believe that's not recommended anymore. You know, some personal trainers promise that you can burn more calories speed walking than you can jogging, if you do the former correctly and energetically anyway. The first athlete to make speed walking nationally popular was Edward Payson Weston. Now, he was not a natural athlete, weighing a slight 4 pounds at birth, growing up frail and sickly. In fact, as a teenager, he took up race walking to strengthen himself, and the therapy worked. Furthermore, it became Ed Weston's full-time sport. It was his highly publicized 478-mile walk from Boston to Washington, D.C., which first captured the nation's imagination. By the time he made his 1,326-mile walk from Portland, Maine to Chicago, Ed Weston was a household word, a sports icon, and the reason you don't remember him, you never knew him. You see, Edward Payson Weston was famous, my goodness, almost a century and a half ago. In fact, he was America's first hero athlete, and that walk from Boston to Washington, it took 208 hours. That was to attend the 1861 inauguration of Abraham Lincoln. I do have to say, all of Weston's early long-distance walks, including his 26-day journey, Maine to Illinois, all of them were warm-ups for the main event, Ed's big walk from coast to coast, through the walks leading up to that, each longer than the one before. Ed felt his stamina increasing. One day he announced he was ready. He'd walk from New York to San Francisco in 100 days, he said. And when at last he was heading west from New York on the most thrilling walk of his career, cities along the route were notified, enabling his thousands of admirers to catch a glimpse of him. And almost 4,000 road miles later, Ed arrived in San Francisco. Oh my, 5 days late. But hold the phone. Bad weather had slowed him down. His most crushing failure, he called it. So what did he do about it? He walked down to Los Angeles, and from there, back to New York. Yes, still walking. And to a tumultuous greeting, he strode into Manhattan 78 days later, having averaged during the first half of that trip some 60 miles a day. There would be other big walks for Ed Weston, New York to Minneapolis, so on. But you know, his time records are even more remarkable, considering that he never walked on Sundays. Most remarkable of all is this. The main event of his long-distance walking career, coast to coast and back. Ed completed that astounding round trip at age 72. He was maybe the greatest athletic pedestrian who ever lived. And he was just hitting his stride in his 70s. And he kept on setting long-distance speed walking records for 16 additional years. And now you know the rest of the story.